You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
One bowls club in North Wales has been making the sport more accessible for blind and partially sighted bowlers, no matter their experience. I'm joined now by Fiona Dodd, club secretary of the Touchwood VI Bowling Club, and some of the bowlers from the team based in Wrexham. Fiona, tell us a bit about the club.
Touchwood Bowling Club is actually part of Bradley Park Bowling Club, and it's one of two specialist clubs within under the umbrella of Bradley. So Touchwood is for visually impaired people, and as I said, we do have some stroke players come in to use the green in that Wednesday morning as well. And on a Thursday, we have Spot the Jack, which is a broader spectrum of disabled players.
And what kinds of people make up the club? Do you need to have played bowls in the past to have a certain level of sight in order to play?
The players themselves come from a wide range of backgrounds, so they may never have picked up a bowl before in their lives. So it really is open for anybody, whether they can bowl or can't bowl. Some players have played bowls whilst they were sighted and wanted to continue when their sight started to fail them as well. The coaches themselves, I'm a really novice coach, so I only played bowls for a year, but I am a bowls widow. My husband bowls many times in the week. But we also have two coaches, or three coaches, I should say, who play regularly for Bradley.
Tony, you're a former club chair and you've been a member since the very beginning. How did you find VI Bowls when you first started?
Well, I had a bit of sight then. It took a long time for me to get... Does that get going, really? But I've coped with it. My eye disease is RP, retinitis pigmentosa. I've had it since I was 36. I am completely blind now, but I know daylight to darkness.
And who did the team play? How do games work?
We play sighted people in different groups, and that's good. I enjoy that. And we go to them as well. They come in as well and have competitions. So it's done very good. I've really enjoyed it. And we are short of helpers here, very badly short of helpers. But we're doing all right. We're coping in that. We've got 7 members now. And it's okay. I enjoy it.
Karen, you're one of the newest members of the team.
My name's Karen. My eye condition is diabetic retinopathy. It's quite new to me. I only lost my sight August 23. So this is still all new to me. I am now taking over from Tony as the chairperson, which I'm looking forward to. Tony persuaded me to come and try bowls. I thought, I'll come. I didn't think it was for me. Didn't think I'd be interested. And that was about a year and a half ago. And I've stayed ever since. I love it. I love the people, the company. But more importantly, it's given me back. With the sight loss being new, it's given me back my independence and made me realise that even with sight loss, things are possible. And that's what I get from the club. It's amazing to be part of.
How have the club made bowls accessible for blind and partially sighted bowlers?
If you have trouble actually coming to the bowls, which we have every Wednesday, or to any matches, that friendlies we might play, there's always volunteers that are able to pick you up, meet you off the bus. So there's no reason why none of us can attend. There's help in doing the bowls. There's arrows that we can put on the green to help people be guided if they've got some sort of sight. So yeah, everything is here that makes it possible for us to do it.
And do you use any specialist equipment to play the game itself, or do you work a lot with guides during matches?
More or less, we work with the guides. The specialist equipment is just some arrows, which are yellow, that they put on the green for us. But there's always volunteer with us while we're playing. So we've always got that guide with us.
What would you say to someone who maybe hasn't played the sport before, but might be interested in giving it a go?
I would just say, come along and have a go. You've got nothing to lose. And for me, I gained quite a lot from it. I met new people, not just from Touchwood Bowls, but when we do the friendlies and other people that we play. You meet a wide range of people who can see that play against us. We have stroke members that come as well. So yeah, come along, have a go, and you'll be surprised how much you really will enjoy it, because I know I do.
Ray, you're the chairman of Bradley Park with the team plays. How long does it take to pick up the basics of the sport? It takes a long time to master, I'm sure, but how long before you can get going and play a game?
No time at all. Once you get into it, it takes no time, whatever. You can pick it up after a couple of sessions and you're away. The people are always with you. And there's somebody on the other end as well where the jack is, might be indicating, you've gone 2 meters through, or just take a little bit out and just the adjustment. Yeah, it's soon picked up.
Joe, you're new to the sport. Why did you want to get involved with Touchwood VI Bowling?
I joined the club last year for the simple reason is I was getting bored. I live on my own. I was getting bored. And I thought, well, I've got to find something to do. Vision Support have a meeting on the first Thursday of every month at Wrexham. So I went there, and a lady called Karen just happened to shout out in the meeting at the time, is anybody interested in bowls? So I thought, oh, yeah, that'd be something. I never played bowls at all in my life. So I thought, right, I'll give it a try. And I came on the bus. I've got macular degeneration, so I have got a bit of peripheral vision, but I've got no centre vision. From the day I walked in, the people were absolutely marvellous.
Well, what's it like the first time playing the game? You stood there in front of the jack. Is it nerve-wracking at first?
No, it's nothing like that. You don't have to worry at all. You don't have to be an expert at it. I know I'll never ever make a full-time bowler. I haven't got it off to a fine art. Nobody's bothers about it at all. It's just brilliant. As you get used to the bias, or as time goes on, as I get used to the bias, I might get a bit better. But they do instruct you. The instructors are absolutely brilliant.
Well, Fiona, how can people get involved with the club, and when do the VI sessions run?
The VI sessions run every Wednesday between April and October, between 10:30 and 12:30, and it's just outside Wrexham, in a village called Gwersyllt. And we've paused from October to April, but we do meet up once a month for a coffee and a chat. So yeah, so if anybody's interested in joining, you're very welcome to come along for a trial. You can get hold of myself, which is Fiona, on 07714 792728, or pop into the bowling green and have a chat there. Alternatively, we do have a Facebook page, so they can just look for Touchwood Bowling and that will come up on Facebook. Come along, have a go, see if it's for you.
Fiona Dodd, Club Secretary of Touchwood VI Bowling Club in Wrexham, and all of the players and team at Bradley Park. Thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.